Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday to all of you. This is Nayshawn Turner, the host of Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show, and I am so excited that you decided to join me today, where I'm going to be talking about the price for your dream, the price for your dream. Listen, I'm excited about this topic because many of us doesn't realize that once we decide to go after a dream, there is a cost that we have to pay. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. But before I get started, I want you guys to do me a favor. As always, I want you to call someone. I want you to text them. I want you to Facebook them and say, hey, Nayshawn is on the air, and she's going to be talking about something that I believe that all of us have on the inside of us, which is a dream. But are all of us willing to pay the price? So listen, call someone right now and tune into the show. And listen, if you want to call in with a comment or feedback or just to share, you know, what you have on your mind today about the price for your dream, you can call in at 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846. And you can just join me. I would love to hear from you guys. Well, listen, also you can check me out on Twitter at Nayshawn underscore Turner. I'm also on Facebook at Nayshawn Turner - Uniquely Designed Coaching. I'm on Instagram as Nayshawn Life Coach. And then I'm also on Periscope, and you know what my website is, NayshawnTurner.com. But listen, I want to go ahead and get started talking about the price for your dream, the price for your dream. You know, when it comes to going after your dream, it costs. It doesn't matter what the dream that you're going after, whether it's about losing weight or starting a business or building a relationship, it's going to cost you something. And one thing that I love that I heard Steve Harvey said, that the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. I love that. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. So today I want to talk about or share with you what it looks like to really pay the cost to be the boss. That's one of the sayings that my mom used to say a long time ago, is that you got to pay the cost to be the boss. All right. So we get it, right? But I can remember when I first started my business over 12 years ago, I had no idea. Can I say that again? I had no idea what the real cost would be and what I would have to give up in order to go up. And I don't think that it would be easy, I didn't think that it would be easy, but I didn't think it was going to be so hard either. Can we just be real, right? But as the saying goes, if it were so easy, then everybody would be doing it, right? And this saying goes for everything that's worth having. I think, you know, we all know that it takes work to achieve anything in life. However, what I realize is that it requires us to give up something in order to get there. You know, for example, in order for me to have a good marriage, I had to give up a single mentality, right? And so I know that seemed like that should be obvious, but we see a lot of times, and I've met a lot of couples who haven't been willing to give that up. They want to be married and single. You follow me? So you have to give up that single mentality and lifestyle to have the kind of marriage that you really want. You know, another example, to get in shape, I have to take care of myself by giving up eating unhealthy foods and being inactive, you know, in order to reach my goal. For me to have great friendships and to maintain them, I had to make sure that friendship is not all about me, you know. I don't know if any of you have ever met friends that it seem to be all about them. Every time you talk to them, it's all about what they're going through and what they need and what they want, and it's never something where they're giving to you. And I know that in any relationship, you know, if you're constantly sowing and no one is able to give back to you or willing to give back to you, then you're going to experience what's called bankruptcy in the relationship, because you have not built up that capital where you can make a withdrawal, right? So there's relationship capital, and that's a whole other show, but I just wanted to kind of plug that in because it's important for us to recognize that whatever we're going after is going to cost us something. It's really about investing and taking that time for your dream, for that person, for that goal that you have in mind that you want to see elevated to the next level. I know that to grow spiritually, you have to spend time alone with God on a daily basis. And I realized that to have a successful business, I had to spend time doing the business, and to pull back from spending time and money on things that are not allowing me to really advance. You know, for example, whether it's watching too much TV or sleeping or buying clothes or hanging out with the crowd or getting my hair done every 2 weeks or whatever it is, especially when you're in the startup phase of your business. So whatever you're trying to do, you have to remember that you are going to have to give up something in order to get something. Let me just say that again. You're going to have to give up something in order to get something. At the bottom line is this: it will work if you work it, but make sure you're willing to pay the price. You know, there's a new book out, and I love his work and I love his ministry, T.D. Jakes, and it's a book called Soar. And he was talking about that in order to soar, you know, into the destiny, into fulfilling the dream, you have to be willing to give up some things as well. You have to be willing to let go of some people. You have to be willing to keep going at it until it happens, you know. So often it's easy for us to want to give up, you know, to want to quit, to want to say enough is enough. Listen, let me just go get a job, right? But you have to keep plugging at it. You have to keep pipping, as he said, you know, what an eagle does when he's trying a little eaglet, when they're in the egg, they keep pipping. They keep making a dent in that eggshell until it finally cracks. And that's what we have to do when we are going after our dream. It's going to cost you something. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. You know, we see some of the quote-unquote overnight successes when really it's not an overnight success. Many people don't want to share with you the process that they had to go through. And many of us don't want to go through the process of what it really looks like, what it's really going to cost you, you know, to activate that dream and to make that dream come alive. And you have to ask yourself, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to pay the price for your dream? So let me ask you this question. What are you willing to give up in order to go up? Think about that. What is it that is holding you back? What is that thing that you keep engaging in that's causing you to stay stuck or to go backwards, or you don't find yourself advancing in the degree that you know that you could be? What is that thing, right? What people, places, and things are you really willing to let go of so that you can continue to progress? What luxuries are you willing to forgo in order to accomplish your true goal? What really is holding you back? See, when we talk about people, it can be a hard thing, right? And because many of us don't want to let people go, and we want to take everybody with us, but the reality is that everybody can't go where you're going. And so, and everybody's not willing to pay a price to walk alongside of you to get there. So you have to ask yourself, are you willing to lose some friendships? Are you willing to have people to talk about you? Are you willing to have family to not agree with you and support you? Are you willing to relocate? Are you willing to give up the luxuries of buying the new cars right now and doing all the other things, that taking the trips and all of that, in order for you to accomplish your true goal? What are you really willing to give up in order to go up? And if you really assess those things, and if you really take time to reflect, you'll find yourself seeing what's really holding you back. All right, so listen, I hope that you understand that there is a cost, there is a price to what it is that we are going after, and you have to decide for yourself. No one else can make that decision for you. You have to decide for yourself if that is something that you are willing to pay for. If that dream means everything to you, if that dream that you know is a part of who you are called to be in the earth, if that dream is about your destiny, then you have to decide and already know for yourself that I'm willing to pay the price, regardless of how difficult, regardless of how frustrating it may be. I'm willing to pay the price, because guess what? You won't be here always if you keep moving forward. And the thing is, you can't give up. You can't give up, because that dream that is on the inside of you is somebody is waiting for it to unfold, to be revealed, and to come center stage in your life, so that they can benefit and be blessed by what it is that you have to offer. So look, I would love to hear from you guys to tell me what you're willing to give up in order to go up to the next level and get what you want. So please, you know, leave me a comment. Email me at nashawn@uniquelydesigncoaching.com. I would love to hear from you. If you have a question, let me know. If you need clarity, hey, I'm doing clarity empowerment calls. You can always just go on my website and sign up for an empowerment call. I'm there for you, and we can walk through this and find out what is it that I'm really called to do, and how do I get there? How do I make those decisions about what to give up? And listen, if you really want to uniquely design your life, I have a free gift for you. It is the 6 free tips for uniquely designing your life. Just go to my website, nashawnturner.com, and get your free gift. So listen, thank you guys for tuning in today. I hope that you guys are having an awesome day today. And listen, think about the price of your dream. Think about the price of your dream and what you're willing to give up, and know that it is worth every sacrifice. But listen, you guys have a great and empowering week, and I'll see you back next week, same time. All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.